True Story Part 2.
In the evening, Curtis and his father sometimes came with me for a walk around the camp.
Will we see any Indians? They don't come to the camp anymore.
They keep away.
Some prisoners have accused them of stealing, but it's probably the prisoners who are stealing.
Look, the Indians!
Let's leave them to hunt.
What are those big animals?
The Indians call them kangaroos. I had already hunted kangaroos. Their meat is delicious. When we returned to camp,
I saw some kangaroos and lots of other animals.
The captain wants to see us all immediately.
We will capture some Indians and observe them. Make sure none are killed. Anyone guilty of their murder will be hanged.
At your orders, Captain Philip. A few days later, some men went on a mission far from the camp.
We got one!
It was not easy to capture the man. Other Indians threw stones, spears, and flaming sticks at our soldiers. It was my job to look after the man. I tried to get to know him and learn his language.
I'm Curtis. And you?
Arabanu.
One day, he tried to escape.
He's an excellent swimmer, but we'll catch him.
He was always very kind to the children.
Thanks, Arabanu.
Many English people would keep the best bits for themselves. Arabanu died of smallpox in May 1789. He was the first Indian we had captured.
He was kind to me, and we were not afraid of one another.
We soon ran out of rice. Crops didn't grow in the hot sun. We rationed food. Ships were supposed to arrive from England with provisions. But would they ever come? March 1781. A family escapes.
Hurry up, woman!
Run! Faster!
Freedom! At last!
After the escape, Captain Philip made an important decision.
It is a crime to build boats. Any prisoner who builds a boat will be put in chains.
I wish I'd escaped too. Life here is too hard.
Captain Philip also freed some prisoners.
You have served your prison sentence. You can leave the camp.
We captured some other Indians. One woman learned our language.
Abaru, do you like being with us?
How can she ask me that? These people have brought diseases from their country and destroyed our sacred lands.
In July 1791, an English ship finally arrived carrying provisions. It gave us new hope, but I wanted to go back home to England.
You are here to work.
These new prisoners will help us to clear the land and plant crops. England will succeed in colonizing Australia.
I am so happy to be off that ship.
The end.